It would mean replacing the backstop with another arrangement which avoids a hard border, or making legally binding changes to the backstop to introduce a time limit or create an exit mechanism.
British Prime Minister Theresa May is remaining committed to a soft Irish border, but critics are arguing that she's making promises she won't be able to deliver. Using technology to placate the need of a hard border has been previously proposed, but a report from last March said it wasn't possible. Now, less than a year later, it's been brought back as the only solution to avoid a hard border. The Wire's Chris Testore spoke to Professor of Politics at University of Sydney, Simon Tormey, who says there's a reasonable precedence to back this as a working solution.
Britain exiting the EU without creating too much of a kind of hiatus between trading between the UK and Europe and trading between Northern and Southern Ireland. So if that backstop becomes part of the withdrawal agreement, then I think all sides are satisfied. The problem is that the backstop is not acceptable to about 80 Conservative MPs who say that that means they're tied into the European Union for an indefinite period of time. So she cannot get the withdrawal agreement over the line as long as she can't say something to those 80 Tory MPs. So that's really what's holding her up at the moment.
One of the other proposals for it as well has been to use technology to kind of make the transition easier. How would that actually work?
So the idea, and we see it in certain parts of the world between Canada and the US, for example, is the idea is that lorries are registered in a particular country. And as they move backwards and forwards, you take a photo of that license plate of the lorry, and it should tell you what the contents of the lorry are. So that can then be looked at remotely. It can be checked without having a hard border, if you like, as long as you've got that kind of photographic computer technology set up. So that's really what the hard Brexiteers are sort of banking on. They think that examples of this already exist in the world, but there's a lot of scepticism about whether this technological solution really is something which is kind of ready to roll, or even the kind of thing that might resolve this hard border issue.
And lorries, of course, meaning trucks for those who don't aren't familiar with the British terminology. But also on that, I mean, it's one thing for trucks going over, but there's also privacy concerns, because this would obviously apply to civilians and citizens crossing between Ireland and Northern Ireland. And is there reasonable security fears over that?
Well, of course, there is a large body of opinion in Ireland that doesn't want any kind of surveillance of who's going backwards and forwards, because it then feels like you've got two countries again. And many people, of course, in both North and South are looking forward to a time when you have a united Ireland and you don't have these security concerns at all. But it can be done. We know it's done in places like Australia. We've got all sorts of ways in which we map who's going where for the purpose of paying tolls and that kind of thing. So there is a kind of technological base to this. It's whether or not politically it's acceptable to people who for the last 20 years have really lived in a much more harmonious fashion because of the absence of border controls.
Would the Conservative MPs opposed to the backstop, would they accept this technology implementation?
Well, they're very keen on it, because their whole point is that if the EU is absolutely adamant that there has to be a kind of a separate regime, then, of course, this should make borders a lot less visible, if you like. There'll still be a border, but if it can be policed using remote cameras and so on, then it kind of answers both sides' needs. So that's what those sort of 80, 90 Tory Brexit MPs are looking at. They're looking at a technological solution using number plate technology and so on as a form of recognition.
A bit like your local car park. That's Professor of Politics at University of Sydney, Simon Tormey. He was speaking to The Wire's Chris Dastour.